Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the African Group. The group aligns itself with the statements of the non-aligned movement delivered by the distinguished representative of Indonesia and wishes to make the following remarks on this cluster. Mr. Chairman, the African Group reaffirms the central role of nuclear weapon-free zones in the consolidation of the NPT. Indeed, nuclear weapon-free zones play an important role in preventing the proliferation, both vertical and horizontal, of nuclear weapons. The African Group is of the conviction that establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones enhances global and regional peace and security, strengthens the nuclear non-proliferation regime, and contributes towards realizing the objectives of nuclear disarmament. It is therefore a wish to witness the realization of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East without further delay. The group reiterates its commitment to the Treaty of Pelendeba, which reaffirms the proud status of Africa as a nuclear weapon-free zone and as a shield for the African territory, including by preventing the stationing of nuclear explosives on the continent and prohibiting testing of those weapons in the entire space that constitutes the African continent. The entry into force of the treaty on the nuclear weapon-free zone in Africa, the Pelendeba Treaty on 15 July 2019, is the realization of the Declaration on the Denuclearization of Africa, adopted by the first ordinary session of the Assembly of Heads of State and Government of the then Organization of the African Unity, the OAU, held in July 1964 in Cairo, Egypt. This declaration was born out of Africa's deep concern with effects resulting from the dissemination of nuclear weapons, and in particular, the nuclear testings undertaken in the atmosphere and underground in Africa by a nuclear weapon state in the early 60s. Mr. Chair, the African Group asserts that horizontal proliferation of nuclear weapons and nuclear weapon sharing by state parties constitutes a clear violation of non-proliferation obligation undertaken by those nuclear weapon states. Under Article 1 and by those non-nuclear weapon states under Article 2 of the treaty, and could have serious consequences on the effectiveness, relevance, and credibility of the treaty. The group therefore urges these state parties to put an end to nuclear weapon sharing with other states under any circumstances and any kind of security arrangement, including the framework of military alliances. In this context, the group underlines the special responsibility of nuclear weapon states. The group also expresses serious concern over the ongoing vertical proliferation of nuclear weapons through the continued nuclear arms race by nuclear weapon states, the expansion of their stockpiles of nuclear weapons, and the improvement and development of new types of these weapons by such countries, all of which are in clear contradiction with their legal obligations under the treaty and therefore need to come to an end. The group emphasizes the humanitarian consideration in the context of all deliberations on nuclear weapons that this session, particularly its serious concern for the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of the use or detonation of nuclear weapons, either by accident or as a deliberate action. The group continues to call on nuclear weapon states to consider the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of these weapons and to take necessary measures and steps to ensure the dismantling and renunciation of these weapons. It is in this context that the group strongly supports all efforts aimed at the total elimination and delegitimization of nuclear weapons. For the African Group, the highest priority for the United Nations should remain nuclear disarmament and achieving the total elimination of nuclear weapons, which is the overall objective of the NPT. The group reiterates its deep concern over the slow pace of progress by the nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenals in accordance with their legal obligations and undertakings under Article 6 of the NPT, and the various relevant agreed outcomes of the NPT review conferences. The group therefore insists on the implementation of all agreed measures and undertakings by the nuclear weapon states in the context of the treaty. Mr. Chairman, Achieving universal adherence to the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, the CTBT, and particularly bearing in mind the special responsibilities of nuclear weapon states is of importance to the African group. The group believes that the CTBT offers hope of halting further development or proliferation of nuclear weapons, thereby contributing to the goal of nuclear disarmament. The group underlines that the multilateral mechanism established by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, is the most appropriate way to address verification and safeguards issues. At the same time, the group emphasizes the work of the agency with regard to safeguards and verification has to be conducted in accordance with the provisions of its statute, its statute and safeguards agreement. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, the African group looks forward to the actualization of the goal and objectives of the nuclear weapon-free world. I thank you for your attention, Mr. Chairman.